66F.
The Late Show with Russell Walker. BBC.
Prefab Sprout and the King of Rock and Roll gets us underway tonight. Here at The Late Show on a very happy bank holiday Monday night. It's Russell, your late night friend, as per for the usual. I say show between you and me, but it's the usual really tonight, including another celebrity in the barber's chair. Something for the weekend returns. And a little bit later, where in the world is Andy Mossack, our roving travel ace, our international reporter extraordinaire, will be dialing in to do us a full travel log from this location where he's at. Now, I do have two clues to track him down. I need your help because you're much better at this than I am. But Andy Mossack is somewhere else in this globe. I don't know where he is, and I haven't read the clues yet. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? Our roving travel ace is somewhere in the globe for us. Now, the drill, as always, remains the same. I have a clue now. I've got one just after 11 o'clock. But I need your help to track the man down, or we don't get the travel. Time for clue number one. He's a travel writer of many decades in the business. I'm looking forward to always hearing about what he's been eating and drinking when he's on these things. Just to make me salivate and be dingy. Oh. This nation developed a system. This is clue number one. This nation developed a system where 500 eligible citizens could vote on law, giving rise to the self-rule system of government used today. Start calling him the professor from now on. This week I'm in a country that developed a system where 500 citizens could vote on laws, giving rise to the self-rule system of government used today. So I'm guessing from the way it's written, this happened many, many years ago in the past. Voting on laws, democracy, I suppose, is the question. Is it... where was democracy born? Paraphrase that. This is Democracy Manifest. I have thoughts. What do you think? 81333-RUSS. When you drop me a line on the text, 08000-321-333 on the WhatsApp, also started with Russ. Where do you think he is then? Vertinen that was born.
From the BBC Sounds app, on your smart speaker...
10 past 11. So the first clue for Andy. Many years he's been doing this. This country developed a system where 500 eligible citizens could vote on laws, giving rise to the self-rule system of government used today. Democracy Manifest. Thank you for the guesses. The birth of democracy, I thought. If we're going big, it's Greece, isn't it? Mike the Decorator, it's Greece, Russ. Rocket and Sue in York, it's Greece, Russ. Gareth, Tony, Vicky, and also to Sharon as well. Thank you for your message saying it's Greece, Russell. Well, you know, Greece is the word. I'm sure there's a film in there somewhere. Which will inexplicably be shown for decades afterwards. Okay, here is the second clue. Do you know what? I think we're right. This might cement the plump. This country is where the word thespian became a term for actors after a poet named Thespis. Country is where the word thespian became a name for actors. The stage is a cruel mistress. 81333, start your message with Russ if you agree or disagree with the hypothesis of Greece. Dude, just imagine yourself reaching for the passport and rushing off to the airport, waving it in the air as you enter duty-free. Dreaming of good times in foreign climes. Buying a big Toblerone and a straw donkey. That's living all right, isn't it? Thank you for the help with the clues. Birthplace of democracy in the word where the place where the word thespian comes from. Democracy manifest. Without further ado, good evening, Mr. Andy Marsack. Ahoy, hoy.
Well, good evening, Russ. Ahoy, hoy. And by the way, thank you for fitting me in on a Monday. I feel all discombobulated.
Well, listen.
It's not a Friday.
The pleasure is indeed all ours, we would say,
well,
on this
thank
one.
You.
Now, we are going for. We've had a couple of people say, is it Athens? Should we go specific? I'm going to stay healthily widened out. You are somewhere in Greece.
Well, yes, actually, yes. I am, yes. In fact. Yes, well done. I am, in fact, in Athens, but it's after an epic voyage. So, yes, I've been cruising around the Greek islands, have you, don't you think, hey?
Wow.
It's absolutely wonderful. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's good. So, Athens to Athens for the last 7 days. Been brilliant.
Okay, so a Greek island cruise, have you been? I ask this only because it's you, and I would say, have you been on a big cruise ship, or have you been on some form of yacht with personal chef and staff waiting on you? What have the circumstances been, Andy?
Oh, it's fabulous. No, I must be honest. It's been very interesting, this, because, you know, I've been cruising around the Greek islands aboard its Celestial's Crystal ship. Now, there are other cruise lines available, of course. But here's the thing, you see. There are over 200 inhabited islands in the Greek islands and literally thousands of deserted ones, right? So getting to tour them all, and I've never done it. And to getting to tour these islands is pretty tricky, as the options are pretty limited. You know, you can either have a ferry, which you've got to wait for the right times and all this kind of thing, or internal flights to maybe just a few that have access, right? So cruising actually is the best way to see them, and particularly the smaller ships, right? Because they can get to these really lovely, small, beautiful islands that the big, massive cruise ships just can't reach. So I've literally had a lovely time on a very medium-sized ship, but very welcoming and Greek-oriented thing. It's just been fantastic. And the other thing is, of course, you don't have to unpack all the time. Mm-hmm. It's a win-win. You know, you just keep dropping off every day. You're in another lovely island. So,
hang on a minute.
Yes.
You mean when you travel on all these things, you don't just take like two t-shirts and a fresh pair of underpants in a rucksack? Are you telling me you pack more than that?
Oh, sir, I have a trunk that takes, you know, I bring with me.
Of course you
I
do.
Have a man who has to take
of course,
it.
Yeah. So which islands have you been to then? Have you been to any of, because the thing with the Greek island tourism has been, you know, massive for a long time, and there are always the big hitters, aren't there? Like Corfu, yeah. and Crete,
yeah.
Rhodes.
Yeah.
Have you been to a couple of the biggies and lots of the small ones? Whereabouts have you been?
Well, it's been lovely, yeah. It started off in Piraeus, which is the Athens port, which is still, you know, it's pretty ancient anyway. Then on to Thessaloniki, which is lovely. Crete is a stop off. Yep, Heraklion and Knossos. And then Santorini, which is beautiful. Mykonos we went to Milos as well, and a stop off in Turkey at Kusadasi too, and then back to Athens. So it's been great. I felt a bit like you know that movie with Steve Coogan and Rob Brydon?
Yeah,
they call it the trip.
Yeah,
and they're swanning around Greece. I felt like that. You know, I said to my missus, you know, I said, I can't do Michael Caine very well like they do. They don't do the impressions. But I did feel like every day we're in another lovely little gorgeous island. You know, it's been great. It's been great.
So you
so
go
I can
to
do
the...
a little quick whirl through. Yeah.
A little quick whirl through of this, because you get to these little islands, like,
yeah.
What's on them? What do you see?
Yes, right. Well, I mean, Crete, first start off, you know, it's a Venetian port, beautiful, Heraklion, really lovely. And then you've got the Palace of Knossos, you know, with Theseus and the Minotaur. So anyone who's into all of that stuff, you can go and see the palace, which is all being excavated. Mm. Best olive oil in the world at Crete, you know, absolutely fabulous. Santorini is probably actually the most famous Greek island for beauty. And it's a crescent shape, courtesy of a sunken volcano that exploded in like 1600 BC or something. But, you know, Plato wrote about it as potentially the lost city of Atlantis. You know, I didn't know that. Stunningly beautiful, but very, very busy. I mean, coach loads of tourists in Santorini. So, yeah, you know, it's great to see. And then we made our apologies and left. Thank you very much. Mykonos, small rocky island, something of a reputation of a party island, I would say. The ship didn't leave until 2 a.m. which, again, is very unusual for ships because they're normally off at 6 o'clock. 2 a.m., so plenty of time, you know.
It's extraordinary.
People are off doing nightlife, going to have, you know, some fun ashore. A lot of my shipmates went and obliged, and I was led to believe they had a good time. Milos, actually, was probably my favourite. Small island, beautiful place. It's got these amazing, got vast white stone rocks. It's called the Sarakiniko Beach, sculpted by volcanic eruptions. It's kind of otherworldly, you know. It's really amazing. And this island, Milos, is where the famous Venus de Milo comes from.
Really?
Yeah, Milos. You see, that's the one. Wow. Currently in the Louvre, but weirdly in the shop.
Well, let's give us some privacy versions. Then,
hey. Yes.
Sorry, that's a terrible, terrible joke that is, but I had to do it. You left it out there.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I let you in. Okay. But they do these different versions of Venus, right? All these sort of souvenir shops, there's a goth version. They've got all these different versions of Venus de Milo.
Hang on. Are you telling me there's a goth version of the Venus de Milo?
Yeah, if you have a look, I've put it on Instagram, actually. It's a shop window. They're all there. Yeah, hilarious. It's hilarious. But you know, it's beautiful. These little white stone houses, you know, with terracotta roofs and stuff. It's really lovely. And I was really taken with these islands. They're just so lovely. And the weather's been brilliant, too. So I can thoroughly recommend it. I've had a great time. Great time.
Wow.
And eating well, too, mate.
Oh, now hang on a second. This is what we really like. You mentioned it's fantastic olive oil. You've done separate trips where you've just been to Crete in the past, and
specifically. Right.
But I have to say, when I went to Crete, I was bowled over by the food, the smell, the herbs. Everything about that island is staggering, and everything is done in buckets of olive oil, and it's absolutely delicious.
It's the finest
olive oil I've ever eaten in my life, and it's gorgeous. So what kind of things have you been indulging in? Have you been eating off boat, or has it been strictly on boat dining on this?
No, I've been popping off wherever we can, because I really like that, you know. I mean, you can eat in a little taverna, and you know, it's not very much money, to be honest, in the islands. For instance, a Greek salad, you know, in fact, I used to sort of benchmark my island by what the Greek salad was like. You know, you get feta and tomatoes and Kalamata olives and green peppers and olive oil, right? So they all have them, but they're all different. You know, every island, they do it differently. And even Athens, the Greek salad, different again, you know. So that's, you know, I love that. And they do these great phyllo pastries, sort of spinach pasties, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which is always great. And they put cheese in them or spinach or whatever it is. It's just great stuff, isn't it? And tzatziki, I'm sure you've had it in your local Greece.
I certainly have.
Yeah. So most people think it's cucumber and yogurt, right? I mean, here they do garlic, vinegar, olive oil, and dill. That's what they throw in as well, you know. So it's completely different. Souvlaki is good. Always have that. A nice chicken, lamb, or vegetable souvlaki barbecued on a skewer. I tell you what I did find. Gyros, they're called gyro, but it's the Greek version of doner, isn't it? But,
yeah, they give gyros. Get it down, you Andy. Yeah.
No. So, yeah, I've been thoroughly spoiled, and they all greet me like a long-lost family member, you know, when you go in a restaurant. They just love it, don't
they? I'm sure they do. And now I've got to ask one question here. I mean, it's because you've been going around various Greek islands, and this is slightly tongue-in-cheek, I hope you accept this, but you know, this is what we do. Oh, if you've seen one ruin, you've seen them all, haven't you? Really? Not, what's other? Is it another priceless ruin? But have you seen some interesting historical things?
Oh gosh, yeah. I went to Corinthia. Actually, took a drive out of Athens. Actually, the last couple of days when we got back. Corinthia, which is known for its columns, you know, the Corinthian columns.
Yeah.
And there's this huge temple right on the end of the top of this hill in Corinthia. And it was the Jason and Argonauts. It was like the home of Jason and the Argonauts, Corinthia. I mean, it's like, and you've got all this large sort of settlement that was left, and you could just climb around there, which was fun. And then I went to this other place today, actually, called the Attica Peninsula, which is Cape Sunion, and the Temple of Poseidon is on this clifftop. Absolutely ginormous thing. And it's overlooking the Aegean Sea below, you know. And it's a favorite place for people for sunsets. You just stand there, you know, next to this temple, which is thousands of years old, and just watching the sun go down. So it's just beautiful, isn't it?
That's amazing.
I love all that stuff.
I mean, yeah, the Corinthian temple is it's jaw-dropping in its own right, but I have to say it's, you can spot it in the if you've ever seen the version of Troy that was at the cinemas recently.
Yeah.
It's the place, yeah, where Sean Bean goes to convince Brad Pitt that he should go off and fight for Brian Cox. So that's what happens on there. And it's Sean Bean in his finest Greek accent work. And it's very good to watch. But it's a beautiful place. I mean, absolutely stunning.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, I was standing there, and it was this American tourist with me, and he was gazing at it. And I said, you know, and he says, "Man, that's fantastic," you know. And I just said to him, "Yeah, yeah." And believe it or not, it's real. You know, it's not a prop. It's not made out of polystyrene. You know, this is the real thing. You know, and he was like close to tears. It was fabulous to watch.
That's amazing.
But
really,
I must say, yeah, I must say though, you know, the Greeks—they do like their gods, don't they? It's pretty much every hotel, restaurant, and bar is named after one. You know, it's got the Zeus Tavern or the, you know, the Bar Apollo. And even my local chippy's called the Poseidon. You know, it's just brilliant, isn't it?
I'm going to go for a swift off down the AD's arms.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. I just think it's really hilarious, you know. Just, I mean, obviously, all the Aphrodite something or other, you know.
Oh yeah,
it's brilliant.
We got to go for a pub lunch down the Frog and Cerberus. There's loads of them. I mean, you can't really go wrong. Yeah. Food's great, weather's nice. The booze is pretty decent. You can get everything that you want, plus masses of history just lying around on the floor.
Yeah.
Well, there's some more over there. There's masses of it.
Yeah. There, should we go? No, let's wait till tomorrow. We'll go and see some more.
Yeah, go and see some more. When do you come back then, Andy? Yeah. I mean, you must be, is it like tomorrow? No.
Yeah, we're going to fly back tomorrow. It's been a great time, and I've just got to go back now, do some work when I get home, ready for the next trip. But it's been really, really good, I must say, and they've thoroughly spoiled me. So it's great life.
Brilliant.
Can't complain.
You have a good one, mate. Lovely to talk to you.
Yeah, lovely to talk to you, and good night in Greece. Greek is kalovradi.
Kalavaradi, marvellous. And to you, my friend, thank you very much. Andy Marsack, going around the Greek islands, like one does, with a trunk full of his belongings.